It is now 9:08 here at WCCO, and of course it is time for Center Stage. All things arts and entertainment, we just believe you ought to know about it, because I'm telling you, not just the Twin Cities, but the great state of Minnesota is doing great things for working with artists, making sure that unique pieces are coming forward, and this first guest is one of them. Mark O'Keefer, Minnesota native, is a creator, a writer, a director of the Buddha Prince, and if you haven't heard about the Buddha Prince, stay tuned. Do not move from this station, because I'm telling you, it's going to be exciting. I've been trying to read all about this. There is so much information. I keep saying to myself, wow, this is going to be amazing. The Buddha Prince is acclaimed walking play. It's happening June 23rd through July 9th, and it celebrates the life of the Dalai Lama. Well, joining us to talk about it is Mark O'Keefer. And again, she's creator, writer, and director of the Buddha Prince. Welcome to CCO. How are you, Marco?
Hi, Geraldine. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm really excited to hear more about this. The Buddha Prince, why that one?
Well, the Buddha Prince has been, well, it's been a play that's been in existence for a couple of decades, actually. But we've really just kind of brought it back to life in the last couple of years. It's been kind of a work in progress during the pandemic. We've been working with our music and dance director, Tenzin Nalong, who is this incredibly talented traditional Tibetan musician, dancer, choreographer, composer. He grew up in Dharamsala, India, went to the Tibetan Institute of Performing Arts and trained really the majority of his early life in these traditional Tibetan art forms, musical and dance art forms. So we've been working with Tenzin Nalong for several years now on developing the play that we originally created together in 2005.
Wow.
During the pandemic, we just really kind of dove into the script, dove into the design, created more traditional Tibetan designs for the costumes, and then really worked on the music and developed the music of the play and produced an album as well of Buddha Prince music called the Buddha Prince Album.
Now, I read that the Buddha Prince explores the Dalai Lama's life from boyhood to a free Tibet to his escape in exile to India, using excerpts from his own teachings and autobiographies. My goodness, that must have been a remarkable experience. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, so, the inspiration for the play was really to share the early life story of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, you know, who was born in Tibet. He was born in a free Tibet, and he was born in the Omdo region. As a young child, he was discovered as the 14th Dalai Lama. And it tells the story of how he was discovered, how he was brought to Lhasa, the capital city of Tibet, and trained to be a monk, and really trained to be the spiritual and political leader of Tibet at a very early age. And it tells the story also about his need to escape Tibet, the invasion of the Chinese government to Tibet, and the decision finally to escape, which he did safely, thankfully, and then he basically kind of redeveloped sowed new roots in Dharamsala, India, set up all these incredible organizations that celebrate and preserve Tibetan culture. And so it's really just a story of his journey as an early, just young human in the world and sort of the challenges that he faced as such a young person. And, you know, people know who the Dalai Lama is, but they don't necessarily know where he comes from and what his story is, which is also the story of the Tibetan people and the Tibetan community all over the world. And Minnesota, I'm not sure if you know, but Minnesota is has the second largest Tibetan population, second to New York City in the United States.
How about that?
Yeah. So it feels important and relevant to celebrate the story of the Dalai Lama and also celebrate Tibetan culture in this state.
Well, it features also more than 20 professional actors, musicians, youth performers from the Tibetan American Foundation of Minnesota. You've got the traditional dance program and Tibetan community singers. I mean, this is a huge project from what I glean from the reading.
It is, yeah. And I'm just stepping out of rehearsal, actually. We just ran through the whole show in a gymnasium. This is an outdoor piece. It's an outdoor walking play that we have been rehearsing the last 3 weeks at City of Lakes Waldorf School on Nicollet in their gymnasium. So we just finished our final kind of indoor run through of the piece. And, it's incredible. I mean, it's a room full of, I would say 30 people. You know, we have an incredibly talented professional cast of actors local to the Twin Cities. And this just incredible group of young Tibetan dancers and singers that Tenzin Nawang has trained in some of the traditional dances, and which, you know, they perform in the piece and share the story. And it's just been this incredible process of also just kind of these two groups meeting each other and starting to connect and share this story and tell the story together.
Well, I know that it says the Midwest Tibetan Gathering as part of the July 6th Tibetan Community Celebration of His Holiness 88th birthday. 88.
That's right.
Can you tell me usually how long do the Dalai Lamas live?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think it's sort of varied over the years.
Okay.
But you know, his birthday, which is July 6th, is celebrated every year. It's this year is the 88th, but it is a birthday that's celebrated every year, and it's a celebration of just, you know, his life, and of course him being, you know, still on the planet and 1 year older, and you know, so it's almost like the celebration just kind of gets bigger and bigger as he gets older and older. And this year, it is his 88th birthday celebration, July 6th, is also connected to the gathering of the Midwest Tibetan community. So not just Minnesota and the Twin Cities, but Chicago, Madison, Tibetan communities from all over the Midwest who have immigrated here are coming together in the Twin Cities for the first time since the pandemic. So this was an event, along with the Buddha Prince, that was planned for June, July of 2020. So it's also something that's been postponed for several years. So the Midwest Meet is a gathering of the Tibetan communities in the Midwest coming together to celebrate and be in community with each other. And if you go to the Tibetan community website, which is tafm.org, T-A-F-M, .org. That's the Tibetan American Foundation of Minnesota. They have information there about all the events, which are open to the public, gatherings of different kinds, sporting events, concerts, cultural dance competitions, different things, different ways of coming together. And the Buddha Prince is also part of that gathering as well.
Right. You know, I remember many, many years ago when we would have all types of shows or at least performances by the Tibetan groups that were engaged in this. And, you know, whether it was at the Big River Center or whether it was in a library, we saw it so much. And I must admit, now that my children are grown and I have grandchildren, I don't see as many of those opportunities for people to come out, other people who are not Tibetan, to come out and really see what it means, learn more about it. Because every time we learn about a new culture, that builds our cultural intelligence. And it's frustrating when I don't see it anymore. So is that a concern, or was it a chosen thing to do, was to kind of back off a bit or do less of it? Because I do miss seeing it.
I don't know if it was a chosen thing. I mean, I definitely think the pandemic probably had some, you know, impact on that, just, you know, having more public celebrations. But there's definitely more opportunities to witness and celebrate Tibetan culture that are coming forth now. The Buddha Prince is one of those. The Buddha Prince will definitely give audiences an experience of Tibetan culture, sort of the greater story of Tibet, experiencing the music and dance, which is just such, it's
beautiful to watch.
It's incredible.
It is.
It's really like.
And of course, this is for all ages, right?
Yes. All ages. There's lots of puppetry, mask, physical theater, kind of heightened, stylized physical storytelling that's really great and kind of transfers well outdoors.
Yeah.
Of course, music, dance, lots of beautiful, colorful costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So
mask,
there's a lot
theater,
to lot
puppetry,
to see
all of that,
and
yeah.
witness. Yeah, yeah.
It's just going to be beautiful. I know it will. And, of course, it's going to be performed on Fridays through Sundays, June 23rd through July 9th. Again, June 23rd through July 9th at the Washburn Fair Oaks Park. That's located at 200 East 24th Street in Minneapolis. We do hope so many will come out and really support this. Thank you so much for joining us, Markel, and letting us know that this is happening. I'm very happy to hear that it's happening. So
it is happening. And so tickets can be sold, you can buy tickets at tigerlion.org. That's our website. And that'll link right to the Buddha Prince website as well as ticket sales.
And that's tigerlion.org. Okay.
Tigerlion.org. And walk-ups are welcome. There's pay what you can option. Children, 12 and under are free. So there's lots of opportunities to see the piece.
So just glad you're doing this. So glad you're doing this, Marco. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, take care.
Delightful. Hope
thank
to see you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back. Welcome back, everyone, to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. I am so excited for my next guest. I think she is wonderful. She's my sister from another person, right? I don't know, but we know each other. Sandy Bourne Barrett, we have got to get together and catch up because it's been too long. But she is the artistic director and CEO at Stages Theater. You have got to get out and see all of the work that they do. It is wonderful. I've taken my little one, the toddler. They have things for toddlers. They are just all ages. It's just so cool. So make sure you check out who they are and why they exist, Stages Theater. Now, I know, Sandy, first of all, welcome to CCO again. I'm so glad to talk to you.
Oh, me too. I just enjoy our evening chats.
I do too. We have to go to lunch or something. We got to make that happen.
I would love it.
I would love it too. So you've got this brand new thing happening at Stages Theater called Starlight Celebration. Tell us about it.
I will. It is. It's our first ever Starlight Celebration, and it's a fundraiser for Stages Theater Company. We are about to embark very soon on our 40th anniversary season, and the Starlight Celebration is an opportunity for us to celebrate who we are, what we do, to raise funds, to provide scholarships and transportation and ticket subsidies to families through our Open Door program. And this fundraiser can help us help others enjoy the magic of Stages Theater Company.
Do you have, go ahead.
I was going to say, so it's really it's a fundraiser with a performance that features young people from our previous season performing from, and I listened to your first hour, so I'm going to say it over and over again. Disney's Newsies and Disney's Descendants, the musical. They will be performing musical numbers from both of those. Some of our other shows will have some soloists. And it's just a fun opportunity to support the theater, support young people, and performance opportunities for them to show what they are, who they are, and all that they can be.
Let's talk about the ages of the children. Sometimes, you hear from parents and they'll say, well, where can I go and take my children to see these plays? And I'm always saying, Stages Theater, and the children's theater. I mean, it just goes on and on. We have so much here. So tell me, what are the ages? If a 10-year-old wanted to try out, is that possible?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. We start at age 10. So we have auditions coming up for our upcoming holiday show, Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
You can check it out online. We have a full season of shows, and we begin auditioning young people at the age of 10. We go all the way up to you know, 18 years old. We also have several adults in some of our shows, but are to provide at a professional theater. So
Right. That's
what we do at Stages, right? Then with professionals who are also mentors to them. But young people of all ages are welcome to come out and audition at Stages. Ages 10 and up, and we have classes beginning at age 2. I mean, we have so much going on. If you just check out our website, you'll find out all about what we are, what we stand for, what we do. And we use theater as a catalyst for giving young people the opportunity to amplify their voices here in our community.
And that's a beautiful thing, no doubt about it. So the Starlight Celebration is the first time that you're doing this. It's Wednesday, mm-hmm. June 21st. Is it open to the public?
It sure is,
awesome. Actually.
It's open to the public, and we're going to have some live music. We're going to have the young people performing. We're going to have, all the things you have, a silent auction, a wine pool, a gift card wall, desserts, appetizers, cash bar with special craft cocktails from 30 Bales, which is our partner. They have the restaurant across the street, and it's just going to be a
It says here that and performances from shows throughout the 2022-2023 season of possibilities. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that particular name.
Well, you bet. It was our season of possibility this year because, frankly, it was our first full season back after COVID, right? So
we had a
full season of shows from Once on This Island to Rudolph to Newsies to some new work written by based on a book by Kobe Yamada from a musical called Maybe. So we're going to have performers come back and sing some of the songs, perform some of the musical numbers. And our current running show that just opened Friday is Disney's Descendants. And that is an incredibly popular Disney musical based on the movies. It's sort of the story of the descendants of all of the Disney villains who you meet, and they have to decide whether or not they're going to be villains like their parents, or if they're going to figure out what it's like to actually do good. So it's a fun musical, rockin' music, hip hop dance. It's really fun.
It just sounds like it's going to be a blast. How much are the tickets?
Tickets are $75, and then there's a discount as you purchase more. It's really going to be a fun night. I hope people will come out and support Stages.
And this is happening on Wednesday, June 21st, 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m.?
Yes, and we're going to open the doors at 5:30. There's appetizers. There's an opportunity, if you want to be a VIP, to have a backstage tour with me. Lots of opportunities to support the theater.
Okay, so I'm really looking forward to this. I'm going to try my best to get there on June 21st. I do want to know, though, this Starlight Celebration, are you going to do this every year? Is this going to be a yearly thing?
It is.
Oh, that's awesome.
Do it every year, and it's going to, every year it'll be a little different, featuring different performances, live performances, but it's going to be a really fun evening for adults to get out and support Stages Theater Company.
Congratulations, and please send me some dates we can get together for lunch, dinner, breakfast. I don't care.
I love it.
We have to
you
do
bet.
It. Okay, I miss you.
Absolutely. I miss you too, Darla. We will be in touch.
I'm looking forward to it. Stay safe, Sandy. We need you.
You as well.
All
you
right.
Bet.
That
you
is,
too. Hon.
That is Sandy Boren Barrett, Artistic Director and CEO at Stages Theater. Don't miss their shows. Go. It's so much fun. We'll be back in a moment. Aw, sucky sucky now. Love this. Who is this by? Steve Cole? Is that Steve Cole?
This would be one Steve Cole, yes.
Oh, you trying to drop your voice now, are you, sir? Okay, there you go.
Barry White got nothing on me.
Lies and slander. Welcome back, everyone. This is Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment, and I am so excited to talk to Steve Heckler. Why? Because he's the founder of the Twin Cities Jazz Festival, and it is time to do it again. The festival is coming up on Friday, June 23rd, and Saturday, June 24th in Mears Park. If you have not been, it is so cool, you guys. It's awesome. Get out and celebrate jazz. And I'm telling you, the numbers of performers is just mind blowing. Welcome to CCO. Welcome back to CCO, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wondering if you're crazy, because I'm looking at this schedule. And I'm blown away from the pre-festival all the way to all the shows. So tell me more.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. It's just Friday and Saturday, June 23rd, 24th, down at Mears Park, and about 20 different venues in St. Paul. So it's all free. It's open to the public. And if you like jazz, even if you like just to come down and watch some great music, and if you don't know you like jazz, right, come on down. It's a great event.
You know, that's one thing about Minnesota. I am not confused at all. I think Minnesotans really understand jazz. And not all of us understand it, right? But most of Minnesotans really do get into it. It's proven every year, especially at your big event.
Absolutely. You know, I think people who don't know they like it will find out that they do. It's kind of fun. It's a fun event. And we have a main stage at Mears Park, which is down in Lower Town. Mm-hmm. And we have many of the venues around. It's a walking event, so you can just walk to different venues, experience different things. And we have a youth stage over at Creative Space this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which has, done by Jazz 88 and Walker West is kind of hosting that whole thing.
That's awesome.
And it's going to be incredible. We have over 100 youth playing the festival. And we have Paquito de Rivera, who played with Dizzy Gillespie, actually. It's going to be on Friday night.
Oh, that's
Christian
awesome.
Christian McBride's coming Saturday night.
Can't wait to see him. My brother JD works with him and travels with him. It's just so cool. He's amazing. Okay,
yeah,
so I have to ask this question. You have Nerd D, which I love him. I love him. I think he's awesome. He's a rapper. How does he fit into jazz?
Well, see, we partner with actually a second event. It's called the Lower Town Sounds. And they have every Thursday. They're a weekly kind of event they mm-hmm. do down at Mears Park. Mm-hmm. And we partner with you. So they already had Nerd D booked. And so we just partner with them because, you know, our stage is set up early. And we said, why don't we just partner together? And that's how Nerd D got booked. I've seen him in any other events. I personally.
Oh, he's great.
I love what he does.
Okay. You have so many stages. How many stages do you have this year?
We have two outdoor and about 15, 20 indoor.
My goodness. The
different venues, yeah. So it's going to be all the way from, you know, the new Metronome is open, and TPT, we have TPT back.
Oh, wonderful. You know, the last time I saw TPT involved in it was Debbie Duncan singing on their stage. And
she was amazing, wasn't she?
She was just a beautiful soul. She really was.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So who did you get and you said to yourself, oh my God, I did it?
Well, I say other things to myself. Why is this happening? Can we lower the temperature a little bit this weekend? But no, it's all good. It happens. We move forward. But getting Paquito de Rivera, who is a Cuban musician, who's played with Dizzy Gillespie, is someone I tried to get 4 years, actually almost 4 years in a row, and then COVID hit, and we couldn't do it. So we're honored that we finally were able to get him here. And same with Christian McBride. It was just great to have someone like that at that level performing at the festival. We have Davina and the Vagabonds coming in.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be really a lot of fun. And an up-and-coming Camille Thurman. I don't know if you know who she is. A singer, sax player, playing with the Daryl Green Quartet, who I've been trying to get several times. And it was just really exciting to get this kind of lineup here and get him here in Minnesota and, you know, been playing at the jazz festival, so we're just pretty excited about that.
Do you see more jazz musicians coming into town and living here in the great state of Minnesota, especially in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, I think you know this too, right? We have some of the best musicians and artists in this city, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it is unbelievable the level of talent that's in this city. And I think it's nationally known. I think these are national artists in this city. And, well, it wouldn't be much of a jazz festival if we didn't have these major league jazz artists sitting here in this city.
Yeah.
I mean, there wouldn't be a festival. And if you look at, you know, all the art events in this city, you look at all the things like that, we're just really, really blessed to have such talent here and such willingness of young people to get into the arts, which is really encouraging.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you've got a lot of them coming up, and especially if they're in between 21 and 24, we're seeing a lot of that. And I'm thrilled about it. It keeps it going, keeps it going.
Exactly. So, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, just giving a platform for the play. It's one thing if you're in school learning, but if there's nowhere to play, it'd be, you know, it kind of takes a lot away, in my opinion. So we offer these venues to play, and it's just a chance for youth to perform. And a lot, there's some clinics involved with it as well. And it's just great to see this community's coming together for this event. It's just really, really heartwarming to see so many people coming out.
Yeah. I do want to mention the Metronome Brewery in Fingal's Cave Stage, because BZ3 Organ Trio is a modern take on a classic sound, combining the atmosphere of the organ. I'm very excited to hear them because I haven't heard them before. And, of course, at 3 p.m. it says Organ Donors, a tribute to Joey DeFrancesco. Is that the name of the band?
Yeah, it's Jesse Simon's band, the Hard Bop Cafe, and in town here, the Hard Bop is the thing. Yeah, so BZ, that's Brian Zimniak's band, and it's just a fantastic organ trio. So both of these musicians are put together bands in honor of Joey, of course, who passed away this year.
Yes.
And so it's just if you like B3 organ, kind of funky jazz trios out there, it's just an amazing what they're doing.
Well, you really reached all out, all over the Twin Cities and even further. It's really quite remarkable. I was so excited to see the Fred Astaire songbook featuring Asia, I think it is, Parham, James Rocco, and Lori Dokken.
Oh, yeah. Asia Parham is just going to be fantastic. It's just, you know Asia, right? She just got amazing. And by the way, the TPT stage is indoor, of course.
Fabulous.
So if people get too hot, you can go to one of the indoor stages.
You keep talking about that hot thing, but you know Minnesota doesn't always stick with what we hear, right?
Yeah.
I feel bad for the
beer is cold.
Yeah, the beer is cold.
Yeah.
Make sure you go and get that, yeah.
That's right. You know, you hear of all the events happening next weekend with so many, and it's really heartwarming that people are coming out again. I mean, we talk about the city, the community, and issues like that. You know, everyone could do something about it. What we can do is get out. Yeah. I mean, we need to get out as a community and be, you know, involved and not to sit home and worry. You need to, if everyone gets out and enjoys all these events, listening to CCO, just all the events going on, it's mind boggling. But it really requires a community to get out and have the arts. It's a good way to do it. Arts brings people together, and it's just a fantastic way to get out. And I'm hoping people listening get out, whatever music you like. And I'm a little biased. I think the jazz is the best way to go, right? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. But I thought I heard that you were going to retire.
Yeah, this is my 20th. Well, I started the festival 25 years ago.
Right.
And so it's a good time, you know, we're all getting to the age, you know, if we had a good talk with the board, if we want this event to continue, which we do, this would be a good time to retire and pass this along. And just, I'm honored to do this. I really am. I'm still going to be involved. I'm still going to be on the board. Mm-hmm. And we're passing it on to Dana Martinez, who is, you know, from the Ordway. And I was thrilled that she's dedicated her life to music and jazz and the arts. And so we're just really thrilled that the event there's a longevity is what we were all concerned about, making sure that this festival continues.
Well, you did it.
You did it again.
And I'm just so happy about it. Javita was telling us today for Father's Day, she was like, yeah, we got to get together and all go out there to Mears Park because it's just going to be awesome. Now, the last thing I want to ask you about your sponsors, of course, AARP is back as a sponsor for the main stage, and that's great. But you've got RBC Wealth Management, the Pillar Senior Living. I mean, we can go on and on and on. And this really helps buoy you. You know what I mean? Having all of these sponsors. And I think it's wonderful. Wonderful. So congratulations on your success. And I know it's going to be packed, even if it's 90 degrees. People will have their hats on and some ice somewhere.
Cold beer. Remember that one. Just remember.
I don't do beer, dude. I don't do beer. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Steve. It's good to hear your voice.
It is great to hear you, too. And thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, everyone, we're going to take a break and have our last guest, C. Willie Miles, the comedian. Oh, he's hilarious. And they have a big, gigantic event happening. Don't go to sleep yet. It is now 9:52 here at WCCO, and I was so excited about this last interview. Why? Because it's someone that I know, someone I respect, and he is hilarious. He is a comedian. His name is C. Willie Miles, and of course, there is a big event coming to Crooners, and you don't want to miss it, and we're going to talk about it right now. Hey, C., how you doing?
It's Gerald, and how you doing?
Man, you know I'm doing all right.
I'm so excited. Thanks for having me on.
I'm so glad to have you on. Okay, this is a big deal at Crooners.
huge. Well, as most people know, I mean, this is a very, very musical-oriented venue, and then right. I cracked the bubble by doing comedy in there, and Mary T. just loved it, the owner, and she decided, well, you know, if we're going to do comedy here, let's try to put together a comedy festival. So she got together with Randy Loomis out of California,
right?
And now we're putting on Loons on the Lake. And
Loons on the Lake.
Boom. And it's gonna be epic, man. We got national headliners from all around the country coming in, and then we got comedians that tour all over the country. Some local talent as well that are, you know, that travel nationally, and they're going to be competing for this big, huge prize of $10,000.
Well, I'm really excited about it. Erica Rose is going to open it, I believe, right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
You know, I heard her when she first started doing comedy. She was on a Prairie Home Companion. And she was very steady then. Aw, sucky, sucky now. Love this. Who is this by? Steve Cole? Is that Steve Cole?
This would be one Steve Cole, yes.
Oh, you trying to drop your voice now, are you, sir? Okay, there you go.
Barry White got nothing on me.
Lies and slander. Welcome back, everyone. This is Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment, and I am so excited to talk to Steve Heckler. Why? Because he's the founder of the Twin Cities Jazz Festival, and it is time to do it again. The festival is coming up on Friday, June 23rd, and Saturday, June 24th in Mears Park. If you have not been, it is so cool, you guys. It's awesome. Get out and celebrate jazz. And I'm telling you, the numbers of performers is just mind-blowing. Welcome to CCO. Welcome back to CCO, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wondering if you're crazy, because I'm looking at this schedule. And I'm blown away from the pre-festival all the way to all the shows. So tell me more.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. It's just Friday and Saturday, June 23rd, 24th. Down at Mears Park and about 20 different venues in St. Paul. So it's all free. It's open to the public. And if you like jazz, even if you like just to come down and watch some great music, and if you don't know you like jazz, right? Come on down. It's a great event.
You know, that's one thing about Minnesota. I am not confused at all. I think Minnesotans really understand jazz. And not all of us understand it, right? But most of Minnesotans really do get into it. It's proven every year, especially at your big event.
Absolutely. You know, I think people who don't know they like it will find out that they do. It's kind of fun. It's a fun event. And we have, a main stage at Mears Park, which is down in Lower Town. Mm-hmm. And we have many of the venues around. It's a walking event, so you can just walk to different venues, experience different things. And we have a youth stage over at Creative Space this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which has, done by Jazz 88 and Walker West is kind of hosting that whole thing.
That's awesome.
And it's going to be incredible. We have over 100 youth playing the festival. And we have Paquito de Rivera, who played with Dizzy Gillespie, actually. It's going to be on Friday night.
Oh, that's
Christian
awesome.
Christian McBride's coming Saturday night.
Can't wait to see him. My brother JD works with him and travels with him. It's just so cool. He's amazing. Okay,
yeah,
so I have to ask this question. You have Nerd D, which I love him. I love him. I think he's awesome. He's a rapper. How does he fit into jazz?
Well, see, we partner with actually a second event. It's called the Lower Town Sounds. And they have every Thursday, they're a weekly kind of event they mm-hmm. do down at Mears Park. Mm-hmm. And we partner with you. So they already had Nerd D booked. And so we just partner with them because, you know, our stage is set up early. And we said, why don't we just partner together? And that's how Nerd D got booked. I've seen him at many other events. I personally.
Oh, he's great.
I love what he does.
Okay. You have so many stages. How many stages do you have this year?
We have two outdoor and about 15, 20 indoor.
My goodness.
The different venues, yeah. So it's going to be all the way from, you know, the new Metronome is open, and TPT, we have TPT back.
Is oh, wonderful. You know, the last time I saw TPT involved in it was Debbie Duncan singing on their stage. And
she was amazing, wasn't she?
She was just a beautiful soul. She really was.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So who did you get and you said to yourself, oh my God, I did it?
Well, I say other things to myself. Why is this happening? And why can we lower the temperature a little bit this weekend? But no, it's all good. It happens. We move forward. But getting Paquito de Rivera, who is a Cuban musician, who's played with Dizzy Gillespie, is someone I tried to get 4 years, actually almost 4 years in a row, and then COVID hit, and we couldn't do it. So we're honored that we finally were able to get him here. And same with Christian McBride. It was just great to have someone like that at that level performing at the festival. We have Davina and the Vagabonds coming in.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be really a lot of fun. And an up-and-coming Camille Thurman. I don't know if you know who she is. A singer, sax player, playing with the Daryl Green Quartet, who I've been trying to get several times. And it was just really exciting to get this kind of lineup here and get him here in Minnesota and, you know, been playing at the jazz festival. So we're just pretty excited about that.
Do you see more jazz musicians coming into town and living here in the great state of Minnesota, well, especially in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, I think you know this too, right? We have some of the best musicians and artists in this city. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
it is unbelievable, the level of talent that's in this city. And I think it's nationally known. I think these are national artists in this city. And, well, it wouldn't be much of a jazz festival if we didn't have these major league jazz artists sitting here in the city.
Yeah.
I mean, there wouldn't be a festival. And if you look at, you know, all the art events in the city, you look at all the things like that, we're just really, really blessed to have such talent here and such willingness of young people to get into the arts, which is really encouraging.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you've got a lot of them coming up, and especially if they're in between 21 and 24, we're seeing a lot of that. And I'm thrilled about it. It keeps it going, keeps it going.
Exactly. So, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, just giving a platform for the play. It's one thing if you're in school learning, but if there's no way to play, it'd be, you know, it kind of takes a lot away, in my opinion. So we offer these venues to play, and it's just a chance for youth to perform. And a lot, there's some clinics involved with it as well. And it's just great to see this communities coming together for this event. It's just really, really heartwarming to see so many people coming out.
Yeah. I do want to mention the Metronome Brewery in Fingal's Cave Stage, because BZ3 Organ Trio is a modern take on a classic sound, combining the atmosphere of the organ. I'm very excited to hear them because I haven't heard them before. And, of course, at 3 p.m. it says Organ Donors, a tribute to Joey DeFrancesco. Is that the name of the band?
Yeah, it's Jesse Simon's band, the Hard Bop Cafe, and if you know, in town here, the Hard Bop is saying. Yeah, so BZ, that's Brian Zimniak's band, and it's just a fantastic organ trio. So both of these musicians are put together bands in honor of Joey, of course, who passed away this year.
Yes.
And so it's just if you like B3 organ, kind of funky jazz trios out there, it's just an amazing what they're doing.
Well, you really reached all out, all over the Twin Cities and even further. It's really quite remarkable. I was so excited to see the Fred Astaire songbook featuring Asia, I think it is, Parham, James Rocco, and Lori Dokken.
Oh, yeah. Asia Parham is just going to be fantastic. It's just, you know Asia, right? She's just got the amazing. And by the way, the TPT stage is indoor, of course.
Fabulous.
If people get too hot, you can go to one of the indoor stages.
You keep talking about that hot thing, but you know Minnesota doesn't always stick with what we hear, right?
Yeah.
I feel bad for the
beer is cold.
Yeah, the beer is cold.
Yeah.
Make sure you go and get that, yeah.
That's right. You know, you hear of all the events happening next weekend with so many, and it's really heartwarming that people are coming out again. I mean, we talk about the city, the community, and issues like that. You know, everyone could do something about it. What we can do is get out. Yeah. I mean, we need to get out as a community and be, you know, involved and not to sit home and worry. You need to, if everyone gets out and enjoys all these events, I was listening to CCO, just all the events going on, it's mind-boggling. But it really requires a community to get out and have the arts. It's a good way to do it. Arts brings people together, and it's just a fantastic way to get out. And I'm hoping people listening get out, whatever music you like. And I'm, of course, a little biased. I think the jazz is the best way to go, right? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. But I thought I heard that you were going to retire.
Yeah, this is my 20th. Well, I started the festival 25 years ago.
Right.
And so it's a good time, you know, we're all getting to the age, you know, when if we had a good talk with the board, if we want this event to continue, which we do, this would be a good time to retire and pass this along. And just, I'm honored to do this. I really am. I'm still going to be involved. I'm still going to be on the board. Mm-hmm. And we're passing it on to Dana Martinez, who is, you know, from the Ordway. And I was thrilled that she's dedicated her life to music and jazz and the arts. And so we're just really thrilled that the event will, there's a longevity is what we were all concerned about, making sure that this festival continues.
Well, you did it. And you did it again. And I'm just so happy about it. Javita was telling us today at, for Father's Day, she was like, yeah, we got to get together and all go out there to Mears Park because it's just going to be awesome. Now, the last thing I want to ask you about your sponsors, of course, AARP is back as a sponsor for the main stage, and that's great. But you've got RBC Wealth Management, the Pillar Senior Living. I mean, we can go on and on and on. And this really helps buoy you, you know what I mean, having all of these sponsors. And I think it's wonderful. So congratulations on your success. And I know it's going to be packed, even if it's 90 degrees. People will have their hats on and some ice somewhere.
Cold beer. Remember that one. Just remember.
I don't do beer, dude. I don't do beer. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Steve. It's good to hear your voice.
It is great to hear you, too. And thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, everyone, we're going to take a break and have our last guest, C. Willie Miles, the comedian. Oh, he's hilarious. And they have a big, gigantic event happening. Don't go to sleep yet. It is now 9:52 here at WCCO, and I was so excited about this last interview. Why? Because it's someone that I know, someone I respect, and he is hilarious. He is a comedian. His name is C. Willie Miles, and of course, there is a big event coming to Crooners, and you don't want to miss it, and we're going to talk about it right now. Hey, C., how you doing?
It's Gerald, and how you doing?
Man, you know I'm doing all right.
I'm so excited. Thanks for having me on.
I'm so glad to have you on. Okay, this is a big deal at Crooners.
Huge. Well, as most people know, I mean, this is a very, very musical-oriented venue, and then I cracked the bubble by doing comedy in there, and Mary T. just loved it, the owner, and she decided, well, you know, if we're going to do comedy here, let's try to put together a comedy festival. So she got together with Randy Loomis out of California,
right?
And now we're putting on Loons on the Lake, and
Loons on the Lake,
and it's gonna be epic, man. We got national headliners from all around the country coming in, and then we got comedians that tour all over the country, some local talent as well that are, you know, that travel nationally, and they're going to be competing for this big, huge prize of $10,000.
Well, I'm really excited about it. Erica Rose is going to open it, I believe, right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
You know, I heard her when she first started doing comedy. She was on a Prairie Home Companion, and she was very steady then. You know, she needed to get better at it. You know, I tried to be a comedian one time. I actually did a comic show, and I sucked. It was awful. Do you hear me? I mean, really bad. And all of my siblings were out of town except me. And I said, ooh, since everybody's out of town, I'm just going to try that. Oh, it was terrible. It was awful.
But you're so funny on stage now. You're hilarious.
Mm-mm. Let me tell you, we think we are hilarious. What you do is hard. Come on, being a comedian is not easy, is it?
It really isn't. I mean, you got to have it in your heart, man. If you don't believe you're funny, you ain't funny.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
if
you think you can sing, you can't sing. You got to know.
You got to know. There you go. So here's the thing.
Right.
This whole Loons of the Lake 10,000 comedy competition. I mean, you can actually win. Someone would win $10,000 at this event. Yeah, and
absolutely.
This is happening over what, 4 days or 5 days?
4 days, yeah. Yep, starts the 21st through the 24th. We start at like 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
We got a couple of matinee shows that are going to be going on. But, but it's going to be like 8 comedians per night. And I'll be hosting, bringing the comedians to the stage and stuff. So I really wanted to be a part of something big here in Minnesota, especially out there. I love performing out there and bringing something like that to the Twin Cities and bringing that kind of recognition to the Twin Cities with all these comedians coming from all over the country, man.
All over the country.
You know, hopefully we'll make this an annual festival.
Yeah. And, of course, if people want to know more information, do they go to croonersmn.com or do they – yeah. Because this is unique. It's not in one of the tents, right? Is it on the main stage?
No. It's on the main stage. It's going to be in the Dunsmore. They're going to be moving it around depending on the semifinals, and the finals will probably wind up in the big room.
Oh, that's awesome. And this starts on the 21st? Or
21st through Saturday. Yep.
Wow.
Wednesday through Saturday.
This is so exciting. They've never done this at Crooners. Never.
Never. They never even had a comedian there until I showed up.
And I'm so glad you did, man. The audience is always bursting out in laughter with you. So I can't. So tell me a couple more of the famous ones that are coming.
Well, Jimmy Walker is going to be there.
Dynamite
is going to be there.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
who else? Give me one more.
McLean. You done put me
what
on
what you
the
been
spot.
Drinking today?
Well, you know, I'm sitting up here in this soundproof room is what I'm sitting here doing, trying to mind my own business.
Okay. All right, okay. I know that you'll be there. You'll be presenting them and you know, introducing them. And it's all over Crooners. I mean, in each of the, I think it's the Dunsmore Room and the main stage. And isn't it in the Belvedere, too?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be out there, but I know it's going to be in those two rooms for sure.
My goodness, tickets are available. People can either buy the whole thing for the 4 days, or they can just choose a night that they want to go.
Either day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you're not performing at all, huh?
Yes, I'll be performing as well. I'll be doing some shows there.
Okay, I can't wait, man. I'm coming. I can't be there the 24th, but I'm coming. You take care of yourself. See Willie Miles, and thank you for bringing this to fruition. This is awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. And thanks for having us on. Appreciate it.
You got it. And if people want more information, all you got to do is go to croonersmn.com or either croonersloungemn.com. It's been a pleasure being with you here tonight. Thank you so much, and have a great evening. It is now 9:52 here at WCCO, and I was so excited about this last interview. Why? Because it's someone that I know, someone I respect, and he is hilarious. He is a comedian. His name is C. Willie Miles, and of course, there is a big event coming to Crooners, and you don't want to miss it, and we're going to talk about it right now. Hey, C., how you doing?
It's Gerald, and how you doing?
Man, you know I'm doing all right.
I'm so excited. Thanks for having me on.
I'm so glad to have you on. Okay, this is a big deal at Crooners.
Huge. Well, as most people know, I mean, this is a very, very musical-oriented venue, and then I cracked the bubble by doing comedy in there, and Mary T. just loved it, the owner, and she decided, well, you know, if we're going to do comedy here, let's try to put together a comedy festival. So she got together with Randy Loomis out of California,
right?
And now we're putting on Loons on the Lake, and
Loons on the Lake,
and it's gonna be epic, man. We got national headliners from all around the country coming in, and then we got comedians that tour all over the country, some local talent as well that are that travel nationally, and they're going to be competing for this big, huge prize of $10,000.
Well, I'm really excited about it. Erica Rose is going to open it, I believe, right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
You know, I heard her when she first started doing comedy. She was on a Prairie Home Companion, and she was very steady then. You know, she needed to get better at it. You know, I tried to be a comedian one time. I actually did a comic show, and I sucked. It was awful. Do you hear me? I mean, really bad. And all of my siblings were out of town except me. And I said, ooh, since everybody's out of town, I'm just going to try that. Oh, it was terrible. It was awful.
But you're so funny on stage now. You're hilarious.
Let me tell you, we think we are hilarious. What you do is hard. Come on, being a comedian is not easy, is it?
It really isn't. I mean, you got to have it in your heart, man. If you don't believe you're funny, you ain't funny.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
if
you think you can sing, you can't sing. You got to know.
You got to know. There you go. So here's the thing.
Right.
This whole Loons of the Lake 10,000 comedy competition. I mean, you can actually win. Someone would win $10,000 at this event. Yeah, and
absolutely.
This is happening over what, 4 days or 5 days?
4 days, yep. Starts the 21st through the 24th. We start at like 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
We got a couple of matinee shows that are going to be going on. But, it's going to be like 8 comedians per night. And I'll be hosting, bringing the comedians to the stage and stuff. So I really wanted to be a part of something big here in Minnesota, especially out there. I love performing out there and bringing something like that to the Twin Cities and bringing that kind of recognition the Twin Cities with these all these comedians coming from all over the country, man.
All over the country.
You know, this is hopefully we'll make this an annual festival.
Yeah. And of course, if people want to know more information, do they go to croonersmn.com or do they? Yeah. Because this is unique. It's not in one of the tents, right? Is it on the main stage?
No, no. It's on the main stage. It's going to be in the Dunsmore. They're going to be moving it around depending on the semifinals, and the finals will probably wind up in the big room.
Oh, that's awesome. And this starts on the 21st? Or
21st through Saturday. Yep.
Wow.
Wednesday through Saturday.
This is so exciting. They've never done this at Crooners. Never.
Never. They never even had a comedian there until I showed up.
And I'm so glad you did, man. The audience is always bursting out in laughter with you. So I can't. So tell me a couple more of the famous ones that are coming.
Well, Jimmy Walker is going to be there.
Dynamite
is going to be there.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
who else?
I mean,
Give me one more.
McLean. You done put me
what
on
what you
the
been
spot.
Drinking today?
Well, you know, I'm sitting up here in this soundproof room is what I'm sitting here doing. Trying to mind my own business.
Okay. All right. Okay. I know that you'll be there. You'll be presenting them and you know, introducing them. And it's all over Crooners. I mean, in each of the, I think it's the Dunsmore Room and the main stage. And isn't it in the Belvedere, too?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be out there, but I know it's going to be in those two rooms for sure.
Those two rooms for sure. My goodness. Tickets are available. People can either buy the whole thing for the 4 days or they can just choose a night that they want to go.
Either day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you're not performing at all, huh?
Yes, I'll be performing as well. I'll be doing some shows there.
Okay. I can't wait, man. I'm coming. I can't be there the 24th, but I'm coming. You take care of yourself. See Willie Miles. And thank you for bringing this to fruition. This is awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. And thanks for having us on. Appreciate it.
You got it. And if people want more information, all you got to do is go to croonersmn.com or either croonersloungemn.com. It's been a pleasure being with you here tonight. Thank you so much and have a great evening.